What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, and Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. And I'm really hurt right now. Rapper Pop Smoke was shot and killed. House was robbed. I don't even really have much details into the accident, and it's not even about the details and the accident, it's about the fact that jealousy amongst Black people is so real and it sucks so bad. And it's just like this young brother, I saw his interview with Angie Martinez, and he was just so bright. He reminded me of Tupac. It was like he just had such a maturity. He had such a maturity level. He knew he had a mission. He was very, very sensible about the moment that he was in. I'd even doubt that he was high. Like, I'm not even to say that most rappers go on interviews high, because that is not what I'm trying to say. But I am saying just the intelligence that this young man portrayed in that interview. If you haven't seen it, go see it right now. I actually just subscribed to the Angie Martinez show. I didn't even No, she had a show on YouTube, so and while you on YouTube, go subscribe to my channel also. Naima Bennett. It's just Naima Bennett right now. I haven't changed it yet. I'm like so ready to change it. I feel like I don't know. Back to what I'm saying. This is ridiculous. I always feel like I say we gotta do better, but we have to do so much better. It's like people, every time you go up, there are people who do not like your shine. There are people who just really, really are going to hate you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, what is going on? Slavery is still happening today in front of our eyes. Open your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. We are going through slavery right now. Right now. This is ridiculous. Why are we killing each other? Why? You really that mad? You really that upset? Did he take your girl? Like, what is going on? People are angry and mad and bitter, and they don't care. And they will literally pay somebody $3,000, $5,000 to put a bullet in your head. It don't even matter. They coming for your head. They coming for everything that you God, they don't care. Because it's like Black people are just like crabs in a barrel, right? Like everybody want to get ahead. Nobody really want to support each other or help each other out or anything. It's just ridiculous. It's just sickening. It's like we're all trying to figure out how to do it by ourselves. And we're all getting more depressed and depressed. And then slavery is just showing itself. Modern day slavery at its best. We can't wait till the next person fall off so we can come up. We can't wait till the next person dies so we can come up. We can't wait till the next person dies so we can put it on our podcast or put it on our stories for another story for hits. A lot of people do these just for hits. I hate that. I hate that every time I get on the podcast, it's somebody's dying. I hate every time I get on the podcast, it's somebody dying. Last podcast I did, Kobe Bryant died. Now, Pop Smoke is dead, and I really am hurt behind this one, yo. I'm hurt behind this one because He was so talented, yo. He was so talented. Yo, he on my top right now. He on my top 25 right now. Both of his songs is on my top 25 right now. And it takes a lot to get on my top 25. I don't play with my top 25. And this brother has two songs on my top 25 right now. And I'm hurt. And yo, you know the crazy thing is, I ain't never even seen the brother. I just loved his music. I just loved how these songs made me feel. I just loved how they made me feel. I did. And I never even seen the brother. Never even seen him. And he said something that was really, really, really touching. In the interview, he said, never stop, never let anybody put a tamperment on your creativity. If it's your creativity, it's yours. And you stick to it. And you be you. And he said he learned that from 50. He learned that from Trav. He learned that from his people who he admired, who he was a fan of. And he said he was a fan of 50. And it's so amazing because I love 50 Cent too. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I'm hurt behind this one, y'all. This one hurt. This one really, really, really hurt. This one hurt. This one hurt bad. This one hurt to the core. Only make me, of course, want to keep doing, you know, keep going and do better every single day. But we got to do better every day. We got to stop killing each other. We got to support each other, y'all. We got to support each other better than we're doing it. We got to. We got to. Rest in heaven. Peace.